Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Grow Omaha, the only radio show that talks about economic development, construction, business expansion, and all of those things that make Omaha a great place to live or visit. Grow Omaha on News Radio 1110 KFAB.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Grow Omaha Show. Glad you have joined us this morning on News Radio 1110 KFAB. I'm Jeff Beals, your co-host from NAI NP Dodge Commercial Real Estate. We're also brought to you by D&M Roofing. That is Omaha's premier commercial and residential roofing contractor. Well, without any further ado, it is time to introduce my co-host, a man who has somehow made it through yesterday's snowpocalypse, Trenton Magid.
Good morning. Apparently, I lost my legendary status from the last couple of weeks.
Well, we were worried about you getting a little bit fat-headed because we have to have you focused on the content at hand, which is the Grow Omaha Show. Have you had a good week, Trenton?
It is difficult to answer all those fan emails.
Well, we trust that you will do your best. And
it's been a good week. It's you know, getting the year started is always fun. As you talk about, it's the, what is it, the sales kickoff?
Yeah, this is when a lot of companies are doing their sales kickoffs. You get your people together. This year it's primarily via Zoom. You get everyone fired up so that they can do more business in the new year.
I read that on JeffBeals.com.
Appreciate you noticing. Hey, Trenton, we've got some big news coming out of Nebraska Crossing, and that is today only, Saturday, January 16th. You know that fast cash thing we've been talking about?
Fast cash.
30% cash.
No
back.
Way.
Yeah, it's today only.
Today it isn't so. Some people thought it was 15, which it usually is.
Yeah.
One time they had 25.
Yeah, normally it's 15.
Keep going.
But they once in a while reserve the right to do something special. So if you have the Nebraska Crossing app, all you have to do is go on there to your Fast Cash platform. If you'll go on there, you can see there's a place where it says Fast Cash. And if you haven't signed up, it's really easy to do that. It has you put in your bank, which is really your credit card company. And then it matches a few things up and it churns and gurgles behind the scenes. And then the next thing you know, you've got your app. And then whatever credit card you used on that next Nebraska Crossing app, that's what you use when you pay. And then you'll get 15% cash back, except for today, 30%. Now, why are they doing this, Trenton? It's because yesterday we had the snow. Nebraska Crossing was closed yesterday. It's the middle of winter. They want to give kind of a nice little shot in the arm to Nebraskans, get your spirits up during this midwinter moment, and go save a heck of a lot of money at Nebraska Crossing.
I'm in.
All right. Well, that's today only. All right. Without any further ado, let's go into our development news of the week, which is brought to you by Eagle Mortgage, eaglemortgagecompany.com. We always recommend you talk to them and get that pre-approval letter before you start searching for your next house. And they make it so easy. You can stop by in person near 114th and Davenport, or just go online to eaglemortgagecompany.com. Well, Trenton, the first big news item of the week is unfortunately a bad news item, and that is it appears as if Offutt Air Force Base will lose to a facility near Huntsville, Alabama for Space Command. We've talked about this the last couple of weeks. This would have been a 1,400 job, $1 billion boon to Offutt Air Force Base in the Omaha metropolitan area. The Air Force did a thorough study. It ended up with six finalists, of which Offutt was one. We tied for a second, apparently. But this is not necessarily a done deal. Just because the Air Force says it's a done deal doesn't mean the politicians will go with it.
Well, we heard that Colorado was in the running as well. Well, we know they're in the running. And the question is whether the Biden administration will overturn that. And I think it's certainly a possibility. The question is on the $107 million that the community leaders and the state came up with. I wonder if the $50 million that was just reported that Governor Ricketts gave in his State of the State address a couple days ago whether that $50 million was in that $107 million or it would make it more than about $150 million that Colorado was proposing.
I believe it was, but we could get some clarification on that. Now, remember,
it's like a two-year process, too, to get this thing done.
Oh, maybe even longer than
to get it approved.
Oh, okay, whatever. Yeah. Because they're estimating, the Air Force is estimating it won't be live until 2026, possibly. Now, let's go back a few years. Offutt was in the running for another major command. If memory serves me correctly, I think it was Cyber Command. And there may have been another one along with that at the time. And if you recall, when the Air Force and the Pentagon did its vetting and came up with its finalists, Offutt ended up number one. But that command did not come here. It went to Louisiana instead, purely because of political reasons. Could we benefit this time around purely because of political reasons, though we didn't finish number one? Now, a lot of people will tell you if there is a reversal of what the Pentagon has proposed, Huntsville, Alabama for Space Command, would Colorado be the beneficiary instead of us because Space Command's already there and maybe Colorado would have more pull with the new Biden administration than, say, Nebraska or Omaha?
That's a great question. If it's politics, I don't think Biden's looking strongly at Nebraska. If there's other factors at play, you know, former defense secretary who looks like he's a foe of President Trump, Chuck Hagel, you know, he seems that certainly this thing's still in place. It'll be interesting to see.
Well, we'll definitely keep our eye on it. You never give up until it's over, because that would be one hell of an economic boon, especially given all of these other things and what we think will be coming from the U.S. Department of Defense for the Med Center.
If nothing else, Jeff and everyone, just like the chamber and David Brown and the community leaders went after BMW and went after other car manufacturers and things like that, all that builds up, and now that we have a placeholder, if you will, on one side of Offutt Air Force Base, if there is another strategic command that comes into the running, if not this one, hopefully the next one.
Well, and I think that was one of the concerns that the local Offutt boosters had, and that was, would the Pentagon be okay with having two major commands at the same Air Force Base? I don't know if it's a security issue or what have you, but nevertheless, it sounds like it ain't over until it's over. So we're still. You're telling me we've got a chance. All right, shifting gears a little bit, Trenton. You live fairly close to 168th Street, so you probably have been impacted for many years by the traffic bottleneck on 168th between Pacific and Center. That is on its way to being remedied.
Yeah. So I need to get to the south side of Lake Zirinsky on that bridge, and now they've closed down for all intents and purposes between Center on the south and Pacific on the north, and then after that, then they come closer to home, and that's the south part of that. So it could get ugly for a few years, but in the name of progress, that's going to take some serious widening effort on that bridge and the rest of that trail.
So by 2022, the stretch from Pacific to West Center Road will be a four-lane road. And then that's when they start this other part from West Center Road all the way to Q. Trenton, of course, is talking about that one little area of the street that crosses Lake Zirinsky. Now, when you look at that bridge carefully, you can see it was the abutments were built much wider than the two-lane road above it. It'll be interesting to see if they can just use that or if they have to tear out everything and rebuild that entire project. But 168th Street is long overdue for a widening. Now, a lot of people are kind of excited because the city passed this new $200 million bond issue, but that's mostly for road resurfacing, repairing existing streets. What will be interesting is if Omaha comes up with a plan sometime in the next year or two or five, Trenton, where we can speed up this widening of major arterials in West Omaha. That's a serious problem, because once the 168th is done, you've got the same problem on 180th, 192nd. There are a lot of two-lane roads still out there that should have been widened years ago.
As long as mine's done, I'm cool. Just kidding.
You're the not in my backyard, only in my backyard.
We just lost two listeners over that comment.
There was a lovely World Herald article this week about new apartments that are underway in South Omaha. Both of them happen to be on sites that were previously home to Catholic parishes, St. Agnes and St. Patrick Catholic churches. Those have been decommissioned, and St. Patrick's is long gone. But
it's holy ground, though.
Well, I think it's been desanctified. Uh-oh. So it's no longer. It was formerly holy.
Well, apparently, the devil is in the details.
Very funny. Construction is to start.
I'll be here all hour.
Construction is to start in March on a 1.3-acre former St. Agnes track. That was a 130-year-old church, by the way, and that will be converted into a $6.3 million four-story apartment structure. And then, if you go by the old St. Patrick's Church, which is 14th and Castellar, that four-story $6.6 million senior housing structure is coming along nicely. It's already, you know, framed in and enclosed.
So there's a lot more to it than just building apartments, which is nice because, just like we've talked about on the show, it's all about density and it's about coming back to the core and things like that. So that'll lead up to more commercial, more services in those areas. And it also helps stop urban sprawl. Whenever you take a single story or a double story building and you go six stories or you go taller, you're bringing a lot of people there. It fills the schools. We've got some good public schools that are in that area, and it'll help.
And that is your development news of the week, brought to you by Eagle Mortgage, where they know mortgages. Find out more at EagleMortgageCompany.com. That's EagleMortgageCompany.com. Going to take our first break of the show, and when we come back, we're going to welcome on Roger Dixon. He is the head of Metropolitan Entertainment Convention Authority. We're going to talk about the Mecca facilities. We're also going to talk to Roger about the massive park renovation that's going on downtown Riverfront area. So you don't want to miss any of that. You're listening to Jeff and Trenton on Grow Omaha, brought to you by D&M Roofing and NAI NP Dodge Commercial Real Estate. Back in a moment on News Radio 1110 KFAB. And welcome back to Grow Omaha, the area's only show dedicated to the growth and development of your favorite city. I'm Jeff Beal, sitting next to Trenton Magid. We are with NAI NP Dodge Commercial Real Estate Company. We're also brought to you by D&M Roofing. Hey, just this week, I went out to Waterloo, which is where D&M's headquarters is located. Eric Obrimp, the owner, gave me a personally guided tour. Beautiful facility. And the most important thing about it is that it's highly functional. It is designed to deliver great service to D&M's clients. By the way, D&M has a lot of clients. Take care of them. They run quite a few crews through the Omaha area every year. Doesn't matter whether you have a residential or a commercial building. They do all of that. And nobody in the Omaha metropolitan area, nobody does a better job. You can find them online at dandmroofing.com.
He still has shingles, right?
The kind you put on a roof. And okay. We have with us in studio today, Roger Dixon. Roger is the president and CEO of the Metropolitan Entertainment Convention Authority, MECA for short. Roger, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good being here.
It's good to have you back. And of course, MECA runs the CHI Health Center and TD Ameritrade Park. Probably a massive understatement to say it's been a tough year in your world and in your business.
It's been a little bit unusual the past 12 months. But you know what? We think there's light at the end of the tunnel. We think.
Well, that's a huge understatement, obviously.
Yeah.
What this guy has been through and leading the troops. And I remember March 7th going to that amazing victory over Seton Hall, Creighton men's basketball. And ever since then, your world has changed.
You know, it's interesting. March 11th or 12th, I try not to remember that date, the lights basically went out.
Yeah.
NCAA canceled first, second round basketball regionals. Followed by Creighton canceling baseball, Big Ten canceling their championship, NCAA canceling College World Series, swim trials get pushed back into 21, and it just snowballed. And you know, everybody's looking around. I've been in this business 45 years. I've done a lot, seen a lot, never seen this.
And there's no rule book, and there's no precedent anywhere in your industry, in the travel industry, in the entertainment industry, in the sports industry for this, is there?
You know, unless someone goes back to World War II and when this business was in its infancy and they turned it into recruitment centers or whatever, but no. I mean, I start to stutter. I can't figure out. And it's fortunately, you know, we're getting back. We've got Creighton with a few people coming in. We really were only closed down for probably about a month and a half. because as soon as we got into where we could start having a few more people, we did a few things. It's, you know, it's interesting that volleyball and wrestling and basketball, and that's in the convention center, have been kind of our mainstay. And we just booked through our convention and sales department another volleyball tournament. It's going to be in the convention center. That's four that's going to happen within the next couple of months. And three of these are from Minneapolis, which they're totally locked down.
So just to clarify, when you say that you're talking about a tournament of youth athletes coming in and having multiple volleyball courts set up in the trade show space?
That's correct. It's like the President's Day volleyball that we do have done every year. We're not going to set up as many courts as they do, which is 41 courts.
Wow.
But they'll have anywhere from 15 to 20 courts in there. And the good thing is that brings people in from outside the community, so it fills up the hotels because the hotel business is in the tank too. And so it's, I think a lot of people realize the economic engine that our facilities, this community built, are, because they started realizing, wow, our tax revenues have gone down. And so we're trying to get that back slowly but surely. We'll see what happens over. It changes daily. That's the main thing.
Well, one of the things I find fascinating about this pandemic, which is unprecedented, is it affects the entire world, for one thing. And so everybody's in the same kind of hurt and some different kind of hurt. But then when it comes to regulations and talking about Minneapolis and other cities being locked down and politics getting involved and everything else, that's one way. Not only can we compete now, and you're getting events that we may not have gotten had those other cities been open or there would have been a national regulation, but going forward, like Omaha does so well on a national scale, you're going to get events in the future for years to come because of how you're handling things now and because how our local government is allowing cautionary events.
Well, fortunately, we have a governor that sees the big picture. We have the officials in the Douglas County Health Department and the city officials that see the big picture, and it helps us that we can go out and track things. We still have to go through the process with the Douglas County Health Department to apply to do these events. They have not turned us down yet. They've been a great support for us, and likewise, you know, the mayor's office and city government and the state, we're fortunate because I know you get outside of Nebraska, you get outside the Midwest. I mean, there's communities that they're still insisting their populace stay home.
To take that a step further, convention center business and event planners and companies and groups and weddings and everything, how in the heck do they plan on when to start this back up and even plan for later this year or next year? How is it different than it would have been 2 years ago?
Well, it's really the temperature of the attendees, whether they want to venture out and get out. We have a lot that have rescheduled into late 21, 22, and 23. We've had some just say we're canceling because they can't bring people in from, you know, and we've done a couple internationals that have canceled because they can't get people from outside the country in. And we, you know, we try to, if they're working with us, we're working with them. So, I mean, we're slowly but surely we're getting there.
Roger, one of the big events that we barely missed having after the shutdown started was the NCAA men's basketball tournament. That's always a big popular event in Omaha and everywhere in the whole country. And cities have to work pretty hard to get that. You probably only get it every couple few years. So did we just kind of lose our spot there and we have to wait till the next go-round, or is there some sort of makeup for cities like Omaha that had it in their hand and then it didn't happen?
Okay, so let's not forget about the volleyball championships with the NCAA, which was scheduled for last December.
Yeah, same deal.
They did commit, and we are doing the championships in April of this year. We are in the process of working with NCAA. They're talking about potentially a bubble similar to what they're doing for basketball. So that could be here. But as far as, no, we didn't lose. lose our place in line. We, as you said, we about every 2 years we're doing something, and I think that Omaha has proved itself to the NCAA. We sell out most of those events where that's not necessarily the case in other cities. I mean, you're coming to Omaha, you're a big fish in a little pond. So, and people enjoy that. That's how we got, you know, USA Swimming. So,
and we'll talk more about USA Swimming when we come back, but we have to take our middle of the show break. We're chatting with Roger Dixon, President and CEO of MECA, Metropolitan Entertainment and Convention Authority. We're going to take just a short break. When we come back, more with Roger, plus the real estate development spotlight from Noddle Companies. You're listening to Grow Omaha, brought to you by D&M Roofing and NAI NP Dodge. Back in a moment on News Radio 1110 KFAB. And welcome back to Grow Omaha. This is the area's only show that focuses on buildings and construction, business expansion, basically things that Trenton Magid thinks are interesting. I'm Jeff Beal, sitting next to the aforementioned Trenton Magid. We're with NAI NP Dodge Commercial Real Estate Company. We're also brought to you by D&M Roofing. Hey, it is time for our real estate development spotlight, which is sponsored by Noddle Companies. Noddle Companies, one of the finest, most active real estate developers, not only in Omaha, but in the Midwest. Last week, we talked about all of those new tenants coming into Exarban Village. We mentioned the Culprit Cafe, which is going to be taking one of the stands inside the Interrail Food Hall. Also inside the Interrail, we mentioned Ola, which is a Mexican street food concept being started by the owners of Momo Station. Now, don't worry, Momo Station stays. Also, Green Street Cycles going into the HDR building. But this week, we want to focus on some new amenities at Exarban Trenton. We've mentioned some of these. Remember, we talked about the new dog park and all that sort of thing a while back? Well, guess what? That dog park, and I don't get it because I don't have a dog, but that dog park was so well received that Exarban Village is going to be doubling the size of it. So it'll be a lot bigger.
Congratulations to the Pooches.
And with the Interrail, Noddle Companies is planning much more programming for when the weather improves. Already, when you were there in 2020, you could sit outside when the weather was nice. They had all of that outdoor seating. They had some of those sidewalk heaters that you see at a lot of restaurant patios and this sort of thing. But they're really going to have a lot more programming there. They put in some sand volleyball courts. I know you're huge into that, Trenton. And then they're also going to have an Airstream trailer parked in and around that area this summer where they'll serve drinks and all that sort
of stuff.
Cool.
I like the free parking at Exarban Village.
Easy peasy, isn't it?
Yeah. And they have the directional where it tells you where to park.
Even tell you how many stalls are available inside the parking garage.
You can shop for free parking there.
I suppose you probably could. And folks, that is your real estate development spotlight brought to you by Noddle Companies, an Omaha-based full-service real estate development company, and they can be reached at noddlecompanies.com. Hey, we have Roger Dixon with us. He is the president and CEO of MECA, Metropolitan Entertainment and Convention Authority. Roger, in the previous segment, you were mentioning the U.S. swim trials, and am I safe to assume that we're still full bore go ahead for this summer?
As of today, we are.
Thank goodness.
You got my tickets. I've had them for a year and a half.
Well, and we're still in discussions. We have almost weekly conversations about, you know, they're committed to Omaha as far as what level of attendance they're going to talk about. We don't know yet because we know that per the state regulations, we can do 75% of our arena capacity. I don't know that they're comfortable with that. So we'll. Again, things change on a daily basis.
Well, and who knows how many people will be vaccinated by the time summer comes around. But, Roger,
that's a nice event, though. Sorry to interrupt, Jeff.
No, go ahead.
But because there's what, 9 sessions or 10? There's a lot of sessions for the swim trials, and so they can accommodate more. If it was a concert or was something else, you have a little bit more to mix and match with multiple sessions.
And it's, you know, they did a nice job. For the 2020 trials, they were at almost 90%, so they probably would have sold those out. We've had a time frame where there was people that, when we changed the dates, they asked for refunds, and we accommodated that. Currently, we're on a freeze until we determine what our capacity is going to be. I still think whatever we come up with 50%, 75%, even 100%. I think it'll sell out, because where can you go and see that level of athletes in
I remember watching Michael Phelps win world records at the CHI Center, whatever it was called back then. And you don't get to see that anywhere else but at swim trials or at the Olympics.
Hey, Roger, same question for the College World Series. You know, it's most people, it's their favorite two-week period locally. Everything sort of on target for that, as far as you know?
Well, everything is on target. And, you know, losing the College World Series just threw my time clock totally out of whack for last year. I couldn't tell you if it's summer, winter, or fall. So hopefully we'll get that back in. But we're talking on a regular basis with the NCAA about this. They have all intentions of being here. How it's going to get to that, we're not sure yet, because a lot of the conferences like Big Ten aren't going to venture out. They're going to do all interconference play. So their championship they hold here is not going to happen in 2021. So it'll be different format. Again, how many people are going to be in attendance? You know, that's an ongoing conversation. We're hoping 100% by then. We just have to wait and see.
If LSU comes back, you'll have full capacity.
Then you'll be set.
They're great fans.
Can't wait for that, because they always bring the great tailgating.
The best food.
Hey, my.
Well, I want to shift gears a little bit for just a few more minutes. A lot of people don't realize that Mecca is now responsible for the three riverfront parks. And if you drive around downtown right now, the amount of construction going on in and on those three parks is jaw-dropping. Can you give us a little update about how that project's coming along and what we might expect to see this year for construction on those projects?
So right now, the most work's going on is on Gene Leahy Mall. As you drive by, and I encourage you to, they've basically filled in the lagoon and brought it up. They've actually got a couple of trees planted. All the major boulders are in place, but it's primarily all the infrastructure. Utilities are going in. It's amazing to see all the different colored, you know, conduits that are sticking up and going on, the vaults that are being built for the water features, the supports that are being built for the playgrounds. Dog park is going to be there, and just the pavilion. And there is going to be a water feature as you go down towards the 10th Street Bridge that goes over it. That portion is going to stay. And then we're moving into Heartland of America Park. We've got surcharges going on now because we filled in about a third of the Conagra Lake, and we're going to level that out. So, and then they've got the Luminarium, Kiewit Luminarium, going on now on Lewis and Clark Landing, which also we've got the major playground going on there. And that's what you're going to see. 22, it's probably going to be the first park that opens with Gene Leahy, followed by Lewis and Clark in 23, and then Heartland of America. So to see this 90 acre process, we have three totally separate parks now are going to be functioning as one, is going to see, it's going to be transformational.
What is it going to be called? The Tri-Park? Or
it's actually that's the legal term. It's called the Riverfront. Simple, because and by the city's desire, they did not want any of the parks' names, you know, not used. Gene Leahy,
like
Heartland of America, Lewis and Clark, but the overriding umbrella is the Riverfront. And we went through a lot of discussions with the working group, which is the architects. And don't think that architects don't have a say in what's going on, because they all think they're marketing wizards, and some of them do know what they're talking about. But I think we wanted when we were doing the overriding name was to make it simple so you didn't have to stop and explain it. Riverfront kind of says that.
Yeah, no, I like it. And maybe it's generic, but it's definable.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, the intent is this park's going to operate 365 days a year. And we're going to have an office with activity space there. So if we're doing a chess club outside or checkers and the weather turns on us, we've got space inside that we can do it there. Katie Bassett's our vice president of parks. Katie is also overseeing the construction and working with the design teams getting this on. You know what? And we've brought in, we've got four people on staff now. We'll end up with 12. I mean, it's exciting. Never thought that I'd be involved with a park. I mean, I've been in arenas, convention centers, stadiums. Now I'm doing a park, and you know, go figure.
But it's all contiguous pretty much with your with the arena.
Oh, they're all the same businesses. Yeah, right.
No, but the land is contiguous.
It is.
You don't have to travel very far.
But you know what? It's we like to be busy. We like to do things that are going to improve our community. I'm a transplant, but people say now I've been here over 20 years, so you're no longer a transplant. But it's a great community, and the philanthropic efforts in this community, I don't think there's anywhere in the country that does what this community does.
You're listening to Jeff and Trenton on Grow Omaha, brought to you by D&M Roofing and NAI NP Dodge Commercial Real Estate. Back in a moment on News Radio 1110 KFAB. And welcome back to Grow Omaha. This is the area's only show that focuses on buildings, construction, business expansion. I'm Jeff Beal, sitting next to Trenton Maggott. We're brought to you by D&M Roofing and NAI NP Dodge Commercial Real Estate. This is the lightning round. A lot of people tell us it's the favorite part of the show for them because we cover a lot of things really fast. And as always, the lightning round is brought to you by Turner Construction. We are so proud to have Turner sponsoring our show because they are one of the big names, the royalty in the construction industry, a Fortune 500 company. They do so many amazing projects. And of course, a lot of people know they came to Omaha a few years because of that big Papillion data center on Highway 50, big marquee project. But they do smaller projects as well. In fact, last year, Turner did 800 projects that were under $5 million. So more of the smaller construction projects. If you have a project and you are looking for an outstanding contractor that is proud of its work, delivers great products, takes care of its people, and is interested in the community all at the same time, you could do far worse than Turner Construction, sponsor of the Lightning Round. All right, Trenton, first up on the Lightning Round, congratulations to Robin Larson. She is the new CEO of Cobalt Credit Union, based in Papillion. She takes over for the recently retired Gail DeBoer.
Who's on this show.
That's right, has been on this show before. And Gail was pretty much legendary there, in addition to being a really good person to talk with and a great executive. That credit union grew like crazy over the last 20 years to become just a big player in Omaha.
That's a neat deal. Did you see the LED lights on at Sterling Ridge on the new Centris credit union?
I did.
It lights up at night. That's beautiful.
I noticed that just the other day when I was going home from work, maybe one or two days ago.
Yep.
Yeah, really, really nice look there. And then have you noticed the lights on that new building right at 133rd in California, the glass building?
Yeah.
It's 133rd
Bankers Dodge. Trust.
Yeah, California on the other side.
There's all kinds of crazy stuff and nice lights and everything. And they didn't have to block out the windows. It's just on the mullions or whatever, up and down. So that's pretty neat.
Yeah, amazing LED lighting technology. Are cool stuff. Well, hey, it looks like we're going to see some changes outside the Marcus Majestic Cinema, the theater complex, northeast corner of 144th and West Maple. Great theater there. But these days, theaters have been attracting less traffic inside. And it's not because of the pandemic. It's because they've got the bigger reclining seats. A lot of people reserve their seats. Now you don't have the foot traffic and the vehicle traffic. So the owner of that piece of real estate there that Marcus Majestic Cinema is on is dividing some of the parking lot into pad sites. Pad sites are those little pieces of land that will have, say, a freestanding bank or a Chick-fil-A or some fast food restaurant or a thing like that,
or a coffee shop,
or even a strip center. And so the plan is to keep enough parking for the theater, but they're going to add four pad sites in there. They look to me to be right about 0.8 to 0.9 acres.
It's a little bit small for some users, especially if it's a restaurant that needs a lot of parking. But given the increased interest in drive-throughs, sometimes that'll alleviate some of the parking. I think those will be in high demand.
I would imagine if you want to be close to a theater, a restaurant would probably be the first thing you would think of. But there already are quite a few restaurants in the immediate area.
One of my favorite restaurants is right across the street, George and Connie Lau over at the Wave Bistro. Great restaurant, that corridor.
I would agree. It's been a while since I've been there, but every time I have, it's been outstanding. I'll tell you one thing, Trent and Magid, you and I know our restaurants.
Yes, we do.
We love restaurants.
You'll see more from us on restaurants coming up this year.
Yeah, it's a little bit of foreshadowing there. We're going to be talking about restaurants more and more often in the future of Grow Omaha, so stay tuned for that. But for now, let's talk about a little bit of bad retail news coming out of Shadow Lake Town Center and Papillion. Looks like the Bed Bath & Beyond store there will be closing. I say that because the landlord of Shadow Lake Town Center sent out a marketing piece to real estate agents advertising that 30,000 square foot Bed Bath space for lease. Now, interestingly enough, I drove by Thursday night and Bed Bath was open and even had a sign in the window that said now hiring. But I don't think it really looks good. And nationwide, Bed Bath & Beyond has been pulling back a little bit, having a little bit of trouble.
As long as it doesn't say, get your gift cards here,
I didn't notice anything like that. Now, Bed Bath & Beyond nationally, not only are they closing some stores, interestingly, they've spun off some concepts. Among their concepts, they used to have Cost Plus World Market, which I think is doing pretty well compared to other stores. But Trenton, also at Shadow Lake Town Center, in that center area where it's kind of supposed to be like a little miniature lifestyle area, Christopher & Banks and CJ Banks stores are both closing. Not a shock there because that particular retailer was the first retail company in 2021 to declare Chapter 11. And in an article I read about them, they said that they plan to close most, if not all, of their bricks and mortar locations.
It'll be interesting to see because someone like Shadow Lake Town Center, that shopping center is more strictly retail. There's some service there in restaurants and things like that. But if you have more of a strip center or a neighborhood center as opposed to a community center, a regional center like that, you can put in more dock in the boxes and things like that. And you'll see some of that there. They've got the Hy-Vee anchor there and stuff like that. But it'll be interesting to see how quickly they can fill those.
Well, the Millard Roadhouse on Millard Avenue won't be there for much longer. The fence is up. The demolition is imminent. That will soon be a Nebraska medical clinic. And Trenton, more importantly, we got to talk about food again. Broncos is thinking of expanding. A classic Omaha institution, Broncos, is thinking of expanding.
Well, hopefully they'll change the oil when they expand. But, no, I love that place. It's good. People, it's like Big Fred's. It's people that were born and raised here. We were weaned on Broncos, and that is interesting. I'm not sure if it's the original owners, same family or not, or there's new owners, but people have a soft spot for Broncos and might lead to heart arteries, but that's okay.
They are considering Bellevue, Papillion, or Northwest Omaha. In fact, they've been running a survey on their website where people can vote where you want your next Broncos location. Of course, the existing ones are on 120th and Pacific and on Leavenworth near the Med Center. That's it. We are out of time for today. Appreciate you joining us. I'm Jeff Beals.
And I'm Trenton Magid.
You've been listening to Grow Omaha, brought to you by D&M Roofing and NAI NP Dodge Commercial Real Estate. We'll chat with you next week at 9 o'clock a.m. right here on News Radio 1110 KFAB.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.